You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
In sticking with value, I think today was the best day to have this particular event take place. We gained a new CEO of publicly listed companies. I'm talking, of course, about the CEO of Boxer, the latest company to join the JSE. The CEO of the company, Marek Masoyada, joins me now on the line to reflect on the listing day that was, interestingly enough, coming just around the festive period. Everybody can get good Black Friday deals, and one of those deals could be Boxer shares. Good evening, Marek. Thanks so much for taking the time. First and foremost, congratulations on the big move. What does it feel like to be the CEO of a listed company now?
Good evening, Jimmy, and thanks for having me. Well, we had a day of celebration today, the culmination of quite a long project with both the Boxer and the Pick and Pay teams working together to make this happen. And yeah, a great day on the JSE. For us at Boxer, it's certainly new territory in terms of coming into the public space. But we believe, you know, that our brand has come of age and ready to step up onto the main stage with the big players.
Marek, when you look at your brand, I mean, let's start with the IPO. 8.5 billion Rand placed at 54 Rand. That was oversubscribed. There was clearly a lot of interest coming into today. And we kind of anticipated that the share price would do well. Opening day, you were up significantly. Did you anticipate that you'd do as well as you did?
Jimmy, you know, we've been talking to investors over the last couple of months, and clearly there's been a lot of interest in the Boxer story. From an investor point of view, not much has been known about Boxer. We've been embedded within the Pick and Pay numbers. But as we've told the story to more and more people, I think, you know, we've really got a lot of supporters out there. So, yes, the book was multiple times oversubscribed. So, you know, yeah, we thought that there would be a strong demand. But, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the subscribers to the allocation only got a small portion because of that oversubscription. So you never quite know what's going to happen on the day. So really, it was a delight when the first trade happened, and on the JSE, there was a lot of excitement to see the jump that happened with the first price.
Marek, what does this mean for the business? I mean, from my perspective, it certainly means you and I are going to be catching up on a very regular basis as we report on numbers and get other developments. But from a business perspective, I imagine it doesn't really change your focus. You guys are still focused on delivering the best discount grocery store that you can. And from a business perspective, it just means more compliance.
Look, absolutely. I mean, I don't think there's any change to our strategy and the day-to-day operations in the business. Clearly, we've had to build a layer of governance. We have a new board of directors in place to deal with the requirements of being a listed company. But, you know, the way we see it, Jimmy, is that, you know, entering this public domain gives a great exposure to our Boxer brand. And we see it opening doors in terms of enabling our expansion plan, being able to show our balance sheet and our robust income statement to developers, property owners, etc., you know, so that we can open more stores in different parts of the country.
Speaking of opening stores, Marek, I remember when I caught up with Sean Summers when Boxer was still under the Pick and Pay family, there was that conversation to say you intended to open more stores in the new year. I think it was north of 70 stores or so that were planned and pipelined as going into 2025. Can you give us an update on what that looks like? Have those numbers been revised? Have you got kind of a clearer roadmap around what expansion for Boxer looks like now that you are kind of fully standing on your own?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, we've given guidance around 30 new superstores and 30 to 40 Boxer liquor stores on an annual basis. So that's certainly what we strive for in terms of adding to the estate. We've had a nice year this year, and I think we'll get close to the 30 in the superstores by the end of our financial year, which is February. We've been opening stores over the last 3 or 4 weeks, you know, just literally every day. Including today on the day of listing. So yes, you know, that's definitely, you know, a significant part of our strategy is to spread our brand, spread our stores.
Well, you currently have, I think, just north of 500 stores, so clearly the brand is already quite visible and the market is receptive to what it is that you are putting out there. Marek, are you optimistic around the economic landscape? Obviously, coming into a market like South Africa, your brand is known here, it is loved here, and it is used here. Are you optimistic about the conditions in South Africa? And alongside that, are you perhaps looking at other regions that might be of interest to you?
I think for the moment, we believe that there's an extensive opportunity here within our South African, and that includes Eswatini within those borders. So we're not looking to go outside of that really at the moment. In terms of, you know, the last 5 years, we all know have been quite tough on an economic front, but Boxer's done really well over that time as there's been a great search for value from consumers. And I think, you know, it is the biggest segment of the South African formal food market that we play in. And we don't see any change in that, but we are hopeful for more favorable economic conditions going forward. With lower interest rates, low inflation, lower fuel prices, et cetera, the reduction in load shedding, hopefully all translating into more money in our consumers' pockets.
Marek, we touched on this at the start of the chat about how the initial public offering was oversubscribed from an institutional investor point of view. Is there a plan as a business to perhaps look at how to solve that problem now that you are listed, you've gotten the big listing thing out of the way? If there's still interest from retail and institutional investors around Boxer, are you saying they must go get it via the JSE, or are you guys planning something special?
No, I mean, absolutely. The shares are freely available, and I think there was a healthy volume traded here today as, people either bought shares, sold shares, etc. I mean, there was a healthy allocation to retail shareholders as part of the allocation earlier this week. And yes, it's going to be very interesting to see how that evolves between institutional, retail, and also, you know, international and local. But that will probably settle down over the next few weeks. But yeah, as I said earlier, you know, we were heavily oversubscribed, and there was a very wide base of different kinds of investors that took up shares.
Well, it's certainly going to be an interesting 2025, and you and I are going to have a lot more of these kinds of conversations. Welcome to the world of listed investments, Marek and team. We wish you guys all of the very best in your journey, and we hope to see you guys continue to succeed. We'll leave the conversation there for now, though. That was Marek Masoyada, who is the CEO of Boxer, on their listing today. Interestingly enough, the share price today traded all the way up to 63 rand and 51 cents. We expected around 54 rand, just below the 60 rand listing mark, but clearly markets opened at 60 rand, traded all the way to 63 rand 50. We'll keep an eye on this, and we'll see how the story continues to unfold.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM market update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.